In today's episode, we're exploring the experience of feeling loss, the role of the hippocampus, and those feelings associated with feeling lost, as well as some tips and tricks to help you get rid of feeling lost. Let's do it. Welcome to the show. Welcome to Your Thought Life podcast. I am your host, Michael Anderson. On this podcast, we help people overcome mindset challenges to fast track personal and professional success. If you haven't already, do consider subscribing and following the podcast so you don't miss any of the episodes. For each of you who have been along this journey with us the entire time, thank you for your support. For those new listeners that are coming in to take a look around and kick the tires, we welcome you as well. Feeling lost. I feel lost. What should I do? Is our topic for today. I want to share something with you right out of the gates that suggests that this seems like something that might be literally centered on adolescents or young adults. But in my line of work, and given the number of people that I am fortunate enough to interact with, what I have come to realize is that this is a very adult situation. The feeling of being lost, that you don't have a shared experience with others. There's this point at which our life doesn't seem to be going in the direction that we think it should. And it leaves us questioning, what have we been doing up to this point? And what is our purpose? These things come up in conversations I'm having with really, really cool people all the time. It's an unsettling sensation, and it often arises during times of sudden change or when there's some sort of life event, and it makes us feel somewhat disoriented, or for some people, it can be all out overwhelming. But what is it that lies behind this feeling? Is there a scientific basis for why we find ourselves lost in thought or lacking direction? Most certainly there is. Scientific studies indicate that when we feel disoriented, the hippocampus, an area of the brain responsible for spatial and orientation plus memory, becomes particularly active as it tries to recalibrate our sense of direction and purpose. As I read this, this suggests to me that the feeling of loss, the feeling of lacking direction, isn't merely a psychological state, but it's also tangible. It's a physical reaction that is occurring within the brain because of this set of circumstances. And I'll tell you from my own personal experience that the feeling of being lost, not having, you know, your direction sound and questioning what is your purpose, they most certainly lead to uncertainty. When you have uncertainty in your mind or on your radar, it's triggered by this sort of interplay that takes place between the psychological factors and environmental factors. We have to understand that on the psychological side, we are generally the principal feeders. On the environmental side, those are external things that are weighing in and feeding what we're already thinking about. When this major life transition happens, when this major event happens, when this huge degree of uncertainty comes in, just think about starting a new job or entering a new relationship. This shakes the foundation of what we've become accustomed to, and it makes us feel kind of disoriented, just as the scientific definition suggests. When we're in a state like this, we're left feeling adrift, like, what's going on? What should I do? I'm not certain about anything. My left and right boundaries are missing. This is not a good place for me. And then we begin to question a whole lot of things that act as feeders or enhancers. Well, have a situation like that, family, and then tack on to it societal pressures, it won't be long before you're questioning every area of your life, your personal goals, your values, your identity, and you're just literally full of confusion and doubt. And this is the essence of when we feel lost. Now, I say all that to help you understand this. The only way to make sense out of change is to plunge into it, move with it, and join the dance, says Alan Watts. Life is full of surprises, challenges, and this is why we call it a journey. We're never going to have a clear understanding of everything that's going on, of all of the things that are impacting us. But what we can do is raise our sense of awareness that we have a clear understanding of what's going on the inside of us. This requires daily time with ourselves, getting to know ourselves, doing what we refer to as self-reflection, going deeper, three or four levels of deep with our whys to really unpack what is at the epicenter, what's at the core, what's the foundation of all of these feelings. And it's when we step back for a moment, release from all the emotion, get in a place where we can meditate, be quiet, and listen to what's going on the inside, and begin to deconstruct by asking these types of questions, three levels deep, that we get to really understand who we are and what our composition looks like. And what are the factors, sometimes called triggers, that are making us feel this way? Once we get there, then we can begin to back in to some tips and tricks that I want to make you aware of now. We talked about some self-reflection. Let's take that a couple of steps deeper. I have what is called a morning routine, family. And if you've been around for a while, you know that I absolutely swear, even though I don't swear, I swear by this because it is the jumping off point for my entire day. When I don't have an opportunity because life is moving at such a pace that this morning I just simply can't do it. It's like my whole day is just filled with challenges, and it's because I didn't do my morning routine. Well, what's in it? What's so special about it? I'm glad you asked. Well, I sit down here in this space that I record in, me and Romeo, my little 5-pound toy poodle. We have some meditation time and we just sort of get real quiet with a journal next to us. And for whatever's going on that week, that day, what we want to get done, we're thinking about that. We're visualizing how we want the day to go. If there were things that didn't work out the previous day, we might want to make some notes about those and have that situation reoccurs, how we'll deal with it. But we're also writing. I hope you noted the journal piece. And I'm writing in that journal, and it's becoming a record of those things that I experience on a day-to-day basis. And when I begin to see trends, when I begin to see patterns, that leads me to an understanding through self-reflection of what's going on the inside of Michael and what makes that guy him. And what areas do I need to come up a little higher and add to my opportunities list that I can begin to flourish in that area and it not be an area that necessarily would be considered a weakness? Reflection and reconnecting, taking time to reflect on your values, your interests, defining your goals further, keeping yourself accountable. This morning routine is instrumental because through that visualization, I set the tone and tempo for my day. When I don't get to do that, this is why there's such a huge delta in how the day goes. You want to get to know yourself. You want to create a dynamic day where you can speak things like today's going to be a fantastic day and have relative assurance through your visualization exercises and your journaling along with it that you're going to have a great day. By golly, that is the setup. This is a secret that has been held from us for quite some time, but here it is for you to consume today. Number two is embracing learning. When you're feeling lost, when you feel like you don't have it all together, when you feel like you don't know what's really going on, and you do the self-reflection and you've got some entries in your journal and they point to things on the inside of you, well, that's not where the story ends. We don't have to just accept that that is what's going on and that's how it's always going to be. we can begin to learn things like, well, why does that situation take place in humans? What are the triggers that brings on this type of feeling? Would it persist for longer than X number of days at the number of days that you or a loved one has been feeling that way? And what would be some of the things that I could do to insert and inject into this pattern so that I can stop it long enough to make a different decision? Learning or having a growth mindset is what enables us to be able to do that. I want you to approach these periods of feeling lost as opportunities for growth and learning. I want you to seek out new experiences, acquire new skills, and expand your knowledge base. And if you have never thought about it, I want you to begin embracing mindset as a part of a personal development journey, something that you do regularly on a daily basis to ground yourself, to help you get to know yourself, and to shake out what are your curiosities, what are your real purposes, what are your real strengths, and how can you leverage those? We want to be doing the things that propel us forward, and we do this through self-discovery. What about creative expression? We don't talk about this a lot, but one of the best ways to get out of your head is to begin thinking about what would be a way that I could take some of this energy that I'm feeling and channel this energy or these feelings into something I enjoy. So for me, it's music. I have 2 turntables and a mixer. When I'm like so in my head that I can't get out of it, I'll do one of 2 things. I will either go for a meditative walk or I'll jump on the turntables, spin up some old records, do a couple mixes. And before you know it, I'm totally in a different zone. And it's then when I've changed states, note that I changed states, that I'm able to think more clearly about the situation. Whether it's on my walk or on my turntables, I have an outlet. You too need an outlet that you can leverage in the time of need. Maybe it's writing. Maybe it's art. Maybe it's reading a book. Maybe, you know, you enjoy playing some sort of instrument. Some sort of self-expression. Some sort of method, technique, that gives you relaxation and will allow you to move from a not so good state to a neutral, at least, state where you can begin to think through this without all of those feelings being present. This is a phenomenal opportunity for you to be able to release from all of those feelings of feeling lost. Number 4 is embracing uncertainty. And this is hard for us because, well, we like to know what's going on, right? We like to know what's around the corner. We like to understand a little bit beyond where we can see what that's going to sum up like. Sometimes when all of that gets shaken up, it acts as one of the feeders to why we feel lost. We can reconcile these feelings because they're just a natural part of our makeup and genetics. We can't get rid of them. So instead of resisting it, we just simply embrace it that, yes, we understand right now we're in a mental state or we have circumstances in front of us that are unfamiliar. It's very easy to get lost in that. But what we can also share with ourselves is we've seen this movie before when we've had uncertainty. And we know how to think through uncertain situations. And even if we don't acquire every single answer, we're okay if we don't get it right the first time. What we're not going to do is assume the worst and get right back in that cycle, reignite all of those old feelings, and start to feel those heightened senses of uncertainty. We're not doing that. We're going to ebb and flow with life, and we're going to pivot and adjust as necessary. But at the end of the day, instead of resisting, we're embracing. And this too requires us to have a devotion to ourselves, to have a positive outcome for the day that we're focused on rather than starting today in a way that we really don't know what the outcome looks like. Finally, connect with nature. I shared with you that I do a meditative walk. To do a meditative walk, you're blocking out something and focusing on something. For me, I block out all of the cars, all of the buses. I block out all of the roadway noise, and I focus exclusively on my walk. I may focus on nature, or sometimes I will exclude all of that, and I will just focus on engines. I vary it. I make it fun. In doing any of these while walking, taking in all of that sensory data requires a heightened sense of self-discipline. It's a heightened sense of meditative state. I do it that way because I know that if I can do it while I'm walking and things are favorable, when things are unfavorable and I'm at work or I'm in a presentation or I'm in a sales call, I'm still going to be able to perform because I've conditioned myself to be that way. This is one of the coolest things about nature, is it can help you to promote those sorts of skills. Nature, it's like when I'm out there walking, I just feel so grounded. I'm absorbed in the beauty of being alive and being able to live and move and have being with good health and strength. It's an easy opportunity for me to sort of capitalize and think through all of the reasons that I feel blessed and fortunate and look at all the good things that are taking place in my life and my children and the love that they have for me. And it's just a great place to experience things literally all by yourself. So if you can get out and just do a 20-minute walk, 15-minute walk, it will do wonders for providing for you clarity and perspective. Feeling lost, family, is complex. We've talked about some things that, you know, are very, very typical. And there is a psychological component to this and a neurological component. Just as we said, it's natural. It occurs from time to time. It's inevitable on life's journey. Don't be so moved by it that it creates this fog of uncertainty, this fog of feeling lost. When you feel that, lean in, and it's time to reflect and connect. It's time to embrace learning. It's time for some creative expression. It's time to embrace uncertainty, and it's time to connect with nature or whatever it is that you do that recharges your batteries. When I'm reflecting on my deepest values and embracing continuous learning and expressing creativity, I'm on my A game those days. And we want to be on our A game, operating in our highest version as many days as possible. By embracing that growth mindset, you have that opportunity to be that version of yourself every single day. Let's take these insights and turn our moments of disorientation into opportunities for enlightenment. By understanding the roots of our feelings and actively engaging with them, we can not only find our way back, but also pave new paths forward in a very meaningful way. Thank you so much for tuning in, and that concludes this episode. I most certainly appreciate your time and your attention. You can reach me on IG at Your Thought Life, Y-O-R, Thought Life, no spaces. I want to remind you that you are enough. You can do it. And you are uniquely equipped to realize your goals. Until next time, take care and be safe.